We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, oh, that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Friday and it's 5 o'clock, everybody.
What did they say? Sushi from Japan?
What's this song about? Raw fish? What's going on here?
He just ordered sushi from Japan.
Okay, so?
Yeah? That's a lyric?
Like he's a high roller. Like, that's how I do it.
Oh, like he doesn't go to Publix Wednesday half off price. He goes and orders it
$5
from
$5 rolls on a Wednesday.
Publix half off what?
$5 sushi rolls
sushi.
On
all that, yes.
Wednesdays?
Okay. Yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Come on.
I have sushi I like every sushi. Wednesday.
Because I'm not rolling in to get it from Japan, I'll tell you that.
No, that's not me.
Can you imagine the shipping on that? And then uncooked fish coming over the seas. It just, you know, it stink by the time it got here.
Can't
be horrible.
No,
I mean we could go down this road if we want. Like I feel like Friday afternoon is appropriate.
Oh, I got someone up right up your
what
alley.
What road do you
want to
do?
Not well, sports.
Yeah, well, not. We're not going to do sports here. We have this segment.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
Okay, because
you're going to love this.
I got something that the NCAA is proposing to move the 3-point line back in college basketball.
Seriously?
To the international line.
Good.
So
I would not be opposed to that.
I wouldn't be. I would love. Wouldn't you love to see for 1 year no 3-point shot in college?
No.
Or I would like to see it.
No.
I would like to see it for this reason. It would bring back. I like it too. I'm saying, but I think you would appreciate the game more and bring it back to fundamental basketball. Oh. Actually, screens.
You're probably right, but that's a horrible idea.
Fundamental guys,
huh? I don't think it's
horrible. Just watch women's.
Watch the WNBA if you want fundamentals.
Shut up.
It's time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
By the way, WNBA tips off later this.
That's your lead story.
The Miami Dolphins locked up their lockdown corner for the next 5 seasons. Xavien Howard agreeing to a 5-year, $76.5 million deal. It'll make him the highest paid corner in the NFL. Bucks defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, he has opted to forego surgery on his broken neck.
Forego.
Bruce Arians says best case scenario would be JPP back on the field in 5 to 6 months.
Yikes. Why is All Caps Guy sending me a picture of a Roach Coach ice cream machine?
No, here's the thing. Truck. All Caps Guy sends a picture. He says, when you're done with radio, $115,000 will get you a new Mr. Softy truck. Franchise fee, only $5,000.
Trucks don't run that much.
I don't know what they run. I know they should make a lot of money because the net cost of an ice cream bar is like 5 cents, and you can sell it for $2.
I go sit in that all day at the Sanibel Causeway.
All cap guys, you're just flat out wrong. The Publix will make you any roll you want on $5 Sushi Wednesday. They're not just fake crab rolls. I got something the other day. It was salmon and tuna on it.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. And while he says Asians never eat it, that is an absolute lie.
It's just a flat-out lie. What a terrible thing to say.
It's ridiculous.
Is it racist?
Stick to the ice cream truck. No, but it's ridiculous.
I just don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to
The only thing that's stereotyped in this country that is absolutely wrong is on St. Patrick's Day with corned beef and cabbage. That is not a big – if you go to Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, that is not their main dish. Not even close.
We have that on New Year's Day every year. Most years.
Because cabbage is supposed to bring you money and the beef is supposed to bring you luck.
Yeah. But I'm interested in this, Mr. Softy truck. I quit
working, so after about 30 years, I told my wife last year we're getting a pizza.
There you go. Perfect.
I'm watching the Rose Bowl. Let's order a pizza.
$5,000 for an ice cream truck? No, I can build one.
No. It's $1,500 for the truck, $5,000 for the franchise fee.
First of all, you're both wrong. It's $115,000 for the ice cream
truck.
That's what I said.
$1,500. $115,000 for the truck, $5,000 for the franchise fee.
$115,000 for the truck. Is it fully stocked with the supplies?
I can't believe that. No.
Do you know how expensive those soft serve ice cream machines are? They got to be at least $1,000.
You make a mint on that stuff, though. A mint.
What does that mean? You make a mint.
It means you make a mint julep and an ice cream cone. The cost, net cost is nothing. You mark it up 200%.
Uh-oh, we got another weather report. 513 checking
in. I heard Bonita's really bad right now.
If you're like in Collier or Southern Lee County, you're getting blasted.
Lehigh's,
this time yesterday, we got blasted. I got to tell you, so yesterday we leave the show after the – it's not raining here yet. And Chris provided ponchos for us and all that. We went outside. It was fun. The rain was starting to die down a little bit, but the damage had been done.
It was my not
car,
dying down.
My car was – well, it wasn't the deluge. It was just a slight steady to steady rain.
Must have,
by the time I got to my car, it was in 6 inches of standing water. I had to crawl in the back door of my car. Still got my socks wet.
Let's go live to Craig Sheeman in the field. Craig.
Hey, I got to tell you, Chris, it's getting a little windy out here.
Did your alarm go off when you broke into your own vehicle?
No. Hold on. I got to hang on to something. Hold on. Whoa!
He's a big fella.
So anyway, I had to crawl in the back of my car yesterday and then crawl into the front seat from behind, and I still got my socks wet. It's unbelievable.
Got your socks wet. I had to go pick up Chinese food. Get out of my car. Go 50 yards into the place for crappy Chinese food. Take it home. I mean, I was soaked head to toe. I didn't talk for half an hour. And I was told because...
You gave her the silent
You
treat.
Came I home did. To your beloved wife, who, by the way, we all
she,
adore.
Yeah.
And you were an ass to her?
No,
home?
I was not.
Here's
I was
dinner.
Soaking
you threw
wet.
It at her?
I was soaking wet head to toe. Should have been delivered. I should have waited till I got home and then because... regardless, it was not a big deal. She does enough, but it just I would have preferred not to have been absolutely soaked head to toe.
By the way, y'all.
That looks like a lovely ice cream cone, all caps guy. I kind of want an ice cream cone right now.
I am in Jimmy's the mood for an ice cream cone.
Can't tell you the last time I had an ice cream cone. You know, because you always go out and it's like, no, I don't want
here's another great question.
The cone, I want the bowl of
waffle cone. I hate sugar cones. I like the waffle cone.
You go over to what's the place we like? Love Boat.
Yeah, Love Boat.
Been there yet.
All right, get yourself a waffle cone that's dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Then you get the scoops, and if you order like 3 scoops, they give you 6 over there.
Yeah.
And, boom, there you go. In a cone, done.
You do the cone though.
Most of the time, I have gotten the cup.
I've gotten to the point where the cup
it melts
is just
so fast. You
it's
have
there
some
for convenience. Yes. It really is.
Yeah, I know, but
I like the cone.
I like waffle cone. I've never big. I don't hate sugar cones, but I like.
Well,
I'm
the
a big
waffle cone is the better way to go.
Homemade waffle cones.
Who's taking the time to do that?
No, but a lot of ice cream stores do that. They make it for you right there on the spot.
302 texting in. Good news, Craig. If the water was only 6 inches high, half your socks are still dry.
What do you mean? Who's got time to do that? I know a lot of ice cream places have that. Yeah.
Hey, by
so
the way,
you broke in, so you crawled over your back seat.
By the way, all you knuckleheads, I'm starting a new trend. I only heard this commercial once, but Trey Wingo and I think Stu Gantz, they're reading liners for. There's a new kind of sock that's out.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought of me.
Layered.
Bamba.
Yeah, somebody in our sales staff who hopefully is listening better get on this because this is a big part of our show. I need to be endorsing these socks as well.
Hot,
let's get on it.
Hot or cold, too. Hot weather or cold weather. They adjust to, they don't make your feet
See,
sweat.
We've all heard the commercial
he
one time.
Doesn't even have copy in front of him.
I know. Just... We've only heard the commercial one time and we all remember the copy.
I was fat.
Somebody on our sales staff, get me this endorsement now. Bombas socks, please. I'm begging
we,
you.
Get us the endorsement.
I'll give you some freebies. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Thanks.
You don't wear socks. I wear socks.
I wear socks playing.
I am known by our audience for this, the guy that wears socks. I should have the sock endorsement.
We literally have a rejoiner.
These are not.
That says one of them thinks white tube socks.
Exactly. Why am I not doing sock readers?
I don't think these
readers?
Are white tube socks. I think these are cool socks that most men wear these days. They don't wear white tube socks.
Help me step up my game.
That's fine. But you said you don't like. You like white tube socks. You don't like the little ped socks.
Well,
that
if
we
I
wear
try
golf.
These new Bombas socks and I like them, I may change my entire repertoire.
No, what will happen
so
is
free love.
You will give. To get paid to read.
There's
like
got to be a payoff on the back end of this.
Right? Like guys, you will get paid. You will pimp yourself out. You will pimp your feet out to get paid to wear the socks. Even if you don't think they're comfortable, you say they will. But I think you will like these. And I think you will convert from the stupid, geeky white tube socks that you wear. The only thing missing is the stripes from the 70s. And convert to the normal socks like
from
real normal people.
Chris, record this segment and email it to all of our sales staff. I'm serious. This is unbelievable.
I caught a lot of flack today, Chris, from you yesterday from some people in this building about how you said they did not know Red Sox from S-O-C-K-S. They misspelled it in the present. I took the heat.
Okay. Better. So what you're telling me is I can insult people in the building and it never comes back to me? They go to you?
Somehow they misinterpreted it that I said some stuff, but in a fun way.
I have a new friend from 239. Sent me a picture from the back seat of his car. Don't worry, Craig. I'm a tall sock guy, even with shorts on.
That's the front seat of his car.
Well, he needs a name. Craig's friend. Craig's sock friend.
Unless you're trying to keep off the bugs, what is the purpose of the tube sock?
Compression.
And keeping off the bugs. You get a lot of no-see-em
bites
on the
ankles. But you're wearing jeans, Craig.
Well, now I am, but when I go home, I might like to throw
down. I've never seen you in short. Have I seen you in short?
Yeah, because it's 39 degrees in this studio. That's why.
It's a beautiful setting. It's lovely. I don't think even playing golf you don't wear shorts, do you?
Yeah, yes, I do. What do you think? I'm Tiger Woods out there?
I've never seen you in shorts, I don't think.
Yes, you have. This is what started all this. The one day that you, me, Chris, and Rick Horrell played golf together, we took a picture, we posted it, and all everybody could talk about were my white socks.
You were late.
Huh?
You were late.
I was late for
what? To golf.
Yeah, you were late by like 10 minutes.
Well, Rick was even later than I was, so there. How about that?
My club, I set it up, and he just slapped me in the face.
I was a little embarrassed.
You know, it's really rude.
Since I live closer to you than anybody, too, that was very embarrassing on my part. I don't like being late. It's a pet peeve of mine. No, 910, I don't have a flip phone.
It's all sock guy. I work outside all day long, so I cover up as much as possible. I understand that's all sock
guy. I understand
guy.
That. Makes absolutely. All the sense in the world
Why
to me.
Why is tall sock guy allowed to do it, but I'm
not? Because he works outside all day.
I didn't even have to say it. Pete knew it.
Come on.
There was one follow-up to your question, Craig. Pete had it.
That's what I do. Right, I got something for you, Chris.
I'm serious. I want this endorsement. Somebody get snapping on this. All right. What's your thing?
All right. This has to do with the number of U.S. children born in 2018 who have Game of Thrones character names.
Love it.
Aaron Rodgers is on the show this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, there are 18 names on this list. That's all. It's obviously more characters.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I can name 18 characters right now.
I can tell you this. None of them are the dragon names, okay? So eliminate those three.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know John.
John's always a popular name no matter what era.
John is not on this list.
Okay, so.
Is not on this list because it's probably too common a name.
Right. Even. Sansa?
Sansa is on the list. Sansa is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is the fifth name on this list. 29 U.S. children born last year were given the name Sansa.
I think Arya might be number one.
Arya is number one.
Yeah.
2,545.
Wow.
And that's going to increase.
If I had a daughter, that was going to be her name.
Seriously?
Arya. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
We have a salesperson in this building whose daughter's name is Arwen, and she named her after Evangeline Lilly's character in Lord of the Rings.
How about that?
Yeah. And she's beautiful just like she is. It's great. Okay, care to guess any more men and women on this list? Again, U.S. children born in 2018 who have Game of Thrones character names.
Are people naming their daughters Daenerys?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
See, that's
one, too
two,
far.
Three,
how about
four,
White Walker?
Five, six, seven,
how
eight,
about Walker?
10, 11, 12. That is 13th on the eight. Eight U.S. born children were in 2008 were given the name Daenerys.
Oh, eight?
Eight. Tied with two others. They're both men. Names, male names tied with two others at eight. Care to guess?
Well, I'm trying to think of guy name. Bran?
Yes, Bran's one.
What was the other guy in the Battle of the Bastards?
Khaleesi!
No, Khaleesi is
that's
Daenerys.
What?
Daenerys is
two
Khaleesi.
Different people?
No, it's one person, two names.
Two different.
Which is the first and which is the last name?
No, her
Khaleesi,
name.
Daenerys?
Her name is Daenerys.
Khaleesi?
No, Khaleesi is
Stormborn.
Where's Khaleesi?
Khaleesi
is her name
from the
Aquaman guy. Unsullied.
She changed her name.
Not Unsullied.
No.
The
no, it's from.
Good grief! This is balling me up. Drago was
Drago. Aquaman was because of the F, doesn't
Dothraki.
It? Dothraki. Dothraki.
Good grief.
Yeah.
941, Craig, make them talk about sports. This is awful.
Well, if we talk about something else, it's not going to be sports.
Hang on. So, all right. So, Bran is tied with Daenerys, and there's one other name.
Tyrion.
Beric.
Ramsay.
No, what'd you say? Tyrion is second with 58.
Is Ramsay?
Ramsay.
As in Ramsay Bolton?
941 named his kid Jedi. Ooh,
no.
That's cool.
Tyrion is second with 58. Again, U.S. children born in 2018 who have Game of Thrones character names. The leader is Arya, 2,545. Tyrion with 58. I bet you can't guess who the third one is.
Cersei?
No, Cersei.
Is Jaime on the list? Because Jaime's another very common name.
Jaime and Cersei are not on the list. No.
Huh.
No.
606 named his son Lucian after the underworld.
Where
character?
Are you seeing these texts come in, Craig?
Is that right? Like Lucifer?
One of them.
Drago from Rocky? Drago. So guess what the third one is? It's a female name.
I don't know.
Recently knighted.
Oh, Brienne.
Yes. Third.
That's a nice name.
33.
That's a nice name.
in between Brienne and Sansa is Jorah with 30.
Sir Jorah.
Yes. 606 says 941, sit down. Who doesn't like this?
I love it. Get the prime going. Get the, let the hate flow through you. After Sansa comes Catelyn with 21.
As in Catelyn Stark.
Yep.
Oh, Ned. We got to have a Ned.
No, there's no Ned.
Ned's kind of a pedestrian.
No Ned.
Neddard?
Nope.
Ned?
Nope.
Neddard.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Coming in at seventh place with 17 votes is Ilaria.
Euron?
Ilaria. Who?
Euron?
No.
As in Greyjoy?
Nope.
Chris in the car says these should all be dog names.
Fifth with 15 votes is Oberyn.
Oprah?
Oberyn.
Oberyn.
Prince yep. Oberyn from...
Yeah,
Prince,
that's right.
Is this the talk show?
From Dart.
And then with 14...
Highgarden? No,
14 votes, or not 14, but 14 kids, children. Theon. 11, with 11 votes, is Gregor. Then Sandor with 10. Kahl.
Sandor?
Yeah.
I don't
remember. Kahl, 9 with 9. Who's Kahl? K-H-A-L.
Kahl Drogo.
You guys don't even know.
Yes.
Oh.
Characters in your own
yes.
show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Then Daenerys and Bronn and Beric. With 8, and 3 more to go. Bronn and Samwell with 7.
Samwell Tully.
Yes. And coming in last.
Grey Worm.
Again, U.S. children born in 2018 who have Game of Thrones character names coming in at 18th is Myrcella with 6.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
It's a very nice name.
I always like Marcella, too.
Oh, is this true? Philly Kevin says, I'm irritated that Game 7 for the Sixers on at the same time as Game of Thrones this weekend.
Is it really?
Bad schedule. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Oh, Nelly.
No, I got games, 7 o'clock, Sunday night.
Okay, well, it's not until 9.
It'll be all by 9.
9:30. Yeah. They're 2.5 on the nose. All right. Unless it was that game last
Philly
week.
Kevin, don't worry. You'll be down by 20 points by then.
Oh,
it'll all be over,
Kevin.
All be over. Don't worry.
513, Craig needs his Sox deal while Pete and Chris need a Dungeons and Dragons deal.
Fact! Nerd alert!
That's fine. Learn a lot from Dungeons and Dragons.
Can you say that on air?
Let's not. Both of them don't.
Call this a D-bag, basically. Say that.
Sue Forever says, Craig, I'll buy you an Almanac of Sauer if you make this stop now.
Luckily,
all caps guy needs the weekend to get here fast. He's still harping on the Roach coach.
Look at this.
Mr. Freeze.
I got to read this because I feel it's necessary.
Is it really?
All caps guy. This is about the stupid, creepy ice cream truck. Mr. Soft requires a $5,000 franchising fee and $25,000 down payment on a branded truck. An initial deposit of $10,000. Is required for the manufacturing of the truck, which ultimately costs $115,000 in total. The Mr. Softy franchise is optimistic all costs will be recouped in first year of operation.
Sounds like all caps guy had a bad investment once upon a time.
Everybody should do it. Here's the thing. I'll go get some Häagen-Dazs and a couple of styrofoam cups and a red wagon and sell them that way. $3 a cup.
Your overhead will be too high if you buy Häagen-Dazs.
No, I'll quadruple it.
You got to get
it. People are desperate.
All right, so $14 a little cup.
Really, Kevin, really, Pete, remind me where the Celtics are again in the playoffs. They'll be exactly where your 76ers will be after Sunday night Game of Thrones.
No.
On the golf course.
You bring it, Philly Kevin. I'm with you.
But
trust the process.
I will give your 76ers credit. They showed a lot more guts than my Celtics, and they didn't have Kyrie Irving to screw up your team.
Trust the process.
I salute you and your 76ers for making it to Game 7, which more can say for one Kyrie Irving. I don't blame anybody else but him. So,
we
yes.
salute you.
239. New subject, please, Greg. Who's going to start a quarterback for Indiana?
I break down Warriors Rockets tonight. Love the Rockets tonight, guys. Love the Rockets tonight.
I don't.
Rockets in the over. Lay it.
I like the over because I think people are going to jump on the under because KD is not playing. But that doesn't mean another play. I just think it's going. I think Golden State's going to keep this close and they close it out tonight at the buzzer. How about that, Steph at the buzzer, Craig? Steph at the buzzer.
I got like as it. Many buzzer beaters as Paul George.
114, 113.
And then we could have Steph versus Seth in the next round, perhaps.
Oh, don't tease me.
Seth was good last night.
Yeah,
114 versus
Seth was good last night. Rodney Hood was good last night.
Rodney Hood, getting her done.
Get a lot of. I got some.
I'm looking forward to tonight's Warriors Rockets game. Absolutely.
I am too.
All right. 239 every day. Let's put him out of his misery. I'm still waiting for a nickname. Something will always be missing my life until then. I mean, what do we call
Nick?
Huh?
Nick.
As a nickname?
Do you not like it?
I kind of like it.
I like the asterisk that you said.
The guy that made fun of how I said asterisk. I just gave him an asterisk. Risk.
You're ass kicking risk. If you don't move on here.
All right, nickname? Your new name is Nick. I'm putting it in.
Well, right hold now. On. I think we can think of something more clever here. Let me go back through
How about begging for nickname guy?
I was going to call him Thirsty.
How many times is Draymond Polk, P-O-L-K, like the president? Remember, Simon, favorite president? James Polk.
James Polk.
How many times does Draymond Polk, as in Harden, in the eyes to get the win tonight? Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Let's see.
239, can you call in and explain to me why KD was a moron to leave Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook? Because it seems to me like it worked out for him. He hasn't lost the last game of the year since making that move.
No, but I share 239's angst, not to go Stu Gotts, but I mean, come on.
But he's not a moron. I don't like the move, but he's not a moron.
Right, then you would have hated the Yankees in the 80s, even though they didn't win anything. George Steinbrenner is still bought up every free agent, high-priced free agent there was, and it meant nothing. This team, I don't fault Golden State because they put themselves in a better position, and other teams couldn't do it. If other teams could do it, they would have done it.
All right.
Back.
Thirsty Nick.
Thirsty Nick. There you go. 239, you've now got a nickname.
Why is he Thirsty Nick?
He's thirsty. You know what thirsty means in like today's...
No. What?
Oh, for attention?
It's like you're desperate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, desperate for attention, yeah.
Like okay. Thirsty, like...
I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Most of the time, it's used in a sexual way.
Oh.
Like you're putting yourself out there a little too much right now.
Yeah.
Pimp? Pimping ain't easy.
No,
being
not
thirsty
pimping.
Thirsty ain't easy.
Thirsty is not pimping.
Oh,
no.
All right.
No, pimping is pimping.
Okay. All right.
Go to pimp school.
Just so you know.
Butters in South Park going to pimp school. One of the funniest episodes on TV I've ever seen in my life. Do you know what I am saying? Yes, I know what you are saying.
By the way, we're late. Pete, tell us where to have dinner tonight, please, so I can move on at 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd and shamefully Chris, who goes from Bieber to Hannah Montana with seamless transition. Actually, this is quite a snappy tune.
It's a good song.
This is one of those that I secretly, you know.
You know what?
Right, I'll turn the radio off.
Let's turn it up. Sound buzz for you. Woo! Turn them down. Not in my head like,
He knows the words.
No, I do too, Pete. I'm not banging on Chris on this.
Oh, it's Friday.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN.
She had a couple of cameos in...
it's a banger right there.
What's the song with... What's the song? What's the TV show where Charlie Sheen was in it?
Two and a half men.
She was in that?
She had a couple cameos for 2 weeks in a row. She was hysterical. She had a bikini on the whole time, basically. She was not only good looking, but...
You okay?
Are you all right? No. Are you all choked up talking about Hannah Montana on Two and a Half Men?
It's okay.
She was great. So Jenna Lane, our friend from ESPN in Tampa Bay, covers that. So she got a hold of the list, too, of the names from the Game of Thrones. She tweeted out, what, Littlefinger doesn't do it for you people? That's a great one.
Wow.
Littlefinger. Arya really stuck it to her.
A man of the people. Three texts, tall sock guy. I actually like this song. Hashtag my next guilty pleasure. 239. Yes, turn it up. Number one cowboy hater. This is my jam.
Turn it up. Play the rest of the song. Let's go.
All right, pause.
We give it the people what they want here.
What's that line? It's definitely not a Nashville party because all I see is what?
Stilettos.
Oh, okay.
Stilettos. Yeah, it's L.A., man. Yeah.
It's like a pump or a heel.
I know what it is.
Might have seen a couple of those at that big protest today outside the Lakers office that had 17 people at it. Tulsa, that's me, Craig. I'm saying it Hannah Montana tongue in cheek. Yes, I know it's Miley Cyrus. When I watched her with my daughter when she was 8, it was Hannah Montana.
Wow.
Now she's all growed up.
She's got the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
What's that? What'd I miss?
One beer guy said, Chris is Jon Snow of the show. Thank you.
That's very nice.
Craig is Samo. Nice. Who's that? Is that a cool guy with socks or what?
Okay. Pete is Varys?
Who's Samwell?
Oh, no, Samwell.
Samwell Tully.
Yeah, Samwell Tully. You're thinner than he is.
A lot.
Who's Varys?
What? Why am I the fat guy?
Who's Varys, Chris?
He's the eunuch.
The eunuch? Did you say?
No.
He is? Really?
Yeah, I can say that, right?
I think so. It just means
I'm not Varys.
Yeah.
6'3" guy says, once again, forgot my wife was in the car, started singing. Gotta go, guys. Thanks.
Hey, it's Friday, guys. Let's laugh.
Thirsty Nick says Miley Cyrus is
total babe.
Yeah,
total babe.
Oh, yeah, she
absolutely.
Is.
Low key total babe.
I'll tell you what, guys. I was playing this song. I thought I'd get hammered on the text line. It went completely 180.
It's 1,000%.
I'd rather hear this than her father. That's for damn sure.
Well, hold on. Billy Ray said nothing to no one.
No. By the way, speaking of risque ladies, it is my duty to be on top of pop culture and everything's going on and trending on Twitter.
Are you going here?
Why not? It's Friday. It's Friday. It's 5:30. We have broken history. Apparently, there was a pornographic movie, the first ever, I think. Filmed in a car that was driving itself.
Self-driving
a
car,
Tesla.
Tesla.
Elon Musk even texted or tweeted out today that he did not envision this use for his
history
car.
History was made this
it's
week.
It's great to see progress.
It is.
It's great to see progress in a very capitalistic country that we live in. That's why we love it.
Here's the problem, though. They were busy, and they did knock the steering wheel, which took the autopilot off. They had to re-engage before
now, this is going to shock.
Roger, engage.
This is going to shock everyone.
What was the, position?
What?
I don't know. I mean,
driver's seat.
Shotgun?
I'm not.
No, sure. Driver's seat.
I didn't watch it. I just read about it.
Oh, really?
I got to
watch
it.
I couldn't tell you. Oh. I mean, I saw a still frame picture of her. She was still clothed, sitting in the with a skirt on the right seat. That's all I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing else.
Was a skirt.
Okay.
You watching it?
Well, what were you going to say?
No, I didn't watch it. I saw it last night. I'm not going to lie. I tried to look for it. It's not free.
The charging for it? Somebody
released it. She tweeted it out and was like, what's her name? I think it's like Tesla Tessa or something.
Oh, of course it is. That's her real name.
Anyway, she was like, go to this website and purchase, purchase history.
Chris, the Stony Brook Golf Club text line is lighting up. I mean, you are, with your music selection.
It's a home run.
It's probably the most popular bumper song we've ever played.
Put it in the rotation.
On this male-dominated show.
Is it Tessa or Tesla?
The car is Tesla.
No, I think her name was Tesla Tessa. Or maybe I got it backwards. Here, I can look it up.
But even Elon Musk even tweeted out.
Is this her Tesla Tart?
Maybe that's it. It's in my history.
Nah, she's only got 1,798 followers.
That's probably.
Yeah, I could do some research.
Tesla there. Taylor, sorry. Tesla Taylor.
Jesus.
And you'll know which one's her.
Wow. All right.
Well, that's not that because he has one follower.
No, Elon Musk tweeted yesterday, turns out there's more ways to use autopilot than we imagined.
Huh. That never came up in the meetings, huh? Oh, well.
Somebody commented on the video, highly irresponsible.
Taylor Jackson.
Yeah, but her name on Twitter is Tesla Taylor.
Adult entertainer Taylor Jackson and her boyfriend. She has a red
hair, yes.
Red hair and red skirt on.
All right, have we covered this? Are we done?
I mean, we can. Yeah.
Well, we're done. Just,
I think we've said everything that essentially needs to be said about this story. Yeah. There's really nothing else to say.
A lot of other cars were driving by.
The other Tesla Taylor with a picture of her son as her background, she should probably change her name.
Great. And our experts in the audience, Chris, are showing you where you can see it for free.
Oh. There you go, 714. I didn't even check there.
We gotta give him a nickname.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna give him that nickname.
No, we'll give him go-to porn guy.
No. I don't think we want to do that.
Why?
Just explain the backstory of that right, every time.
How about adult entertainer?
.239 Pete and Craig come here from big, huge national markets, and now we're talking about porn and Game of Thrones. My God, what's next?
You can spell out porn. You're not going to go to hell. Jesus. Yeah. Well,
this could be a major market show.
It should be syndicated.
I think so.
It absolutely will be.
This show should be syndicated in multiple markets, and I should have a sock deal as an endorsement for crying out loud. Many things that need to be, taken care of.
Just bringing coffee every day.
Who, me?
No.
Oh. We got coffee every day.
Yeah. I mean,
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
When I buy it, we rotate.
You want it free?
You get half your coffee for free. And look, there's a pot down there at the other end of the hall where you're free to make your own free coffee. Just tastes like dirt.
No, it's not bad.
It tastes like
you and I are the only ones that make it properly.
I know.
You need two bags.
It's actually 1 3/4 bag. Yeah. That's the ideal.
Really?
But yeah.
I go two.
No, but two is – I prefer two than one.
Yeah.
Brian says there definitely was a party in the USA in that Tesla.
Longer than
was it various
21 seconds,
was it
too.
Various positions or was it standard?
I mean, honestly, I can get into it. I think we'll probably violate an FCC law.
No, it's not.
No, I'm not in the mood to do that. I think we've said everything that needs to be said. The audience is smart enough to figure out the rest.
Again, I have not seen the picture.
They were having coitus while cars were driving by, though. We do know that.
Yeah.
Was it on a highway?
I don't know, Pete. I'll have more information for everyone on
Monday. Look, the good news is, Pete, you've got all weekend to go research it on your iPhone. Good luck.
Let me turn the Avengers previews if I see it again. Look it up.
Covering a myriad of topics.
Imagine if that came on as a preview by accident.
What?
Imagine if that came on as a preview by accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Like the Godzilla preview would come up and then.
Oh, this. Don't get me. That thing looks so stupid.
Stupid. I will definitely see it because that's. You don't understand. You didn't have Creature Double Feature down here. Maybe you did. Was that syndicated? Creature Double Feature every Saturday from 1 to 4 would show 2 90-minute movies of Godzilla, King Kong, Rodan, all the monsters, King Ghidorah.
No.
So I will see it because I was geeked out.
Tall sock guy with a good point here. He says, wait, y'all can describe in detail the Robert Kraft video, but you can't talk about this?
Fact!
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's not coming out anytime soon either.
All right. You know what?
I think we've done it today. Did we have a poll?
No, we did not do a Twin Peaks Twitter poll today. Think of a good one for Monday. Coming up next.
Yeah, we'll see.
Both of you. I'm running a show here, and both of you are like diving through Google on your phones right now.
Not on Google.
Let's take a poll.
Poll question for Monday. Did you or did you not see?
Oh, good.
The upgraded, progressive Porn in the car movie.
You,
why not?
You perverts. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
And What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. It's the best place for all things hoops and the road to the NBA Finals. Let's get to your favorite location for all the NBA playoffs action coming at you from every angle, all the TVs, eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. First of all, I'd like to say to all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day weekend. Hope yes. You have a glorious day on Sunday.
Happy Mother's Day, Mums.
Thank you for all that you do. And Pete Shepard on this day in history in 1970. Bobby Orr soared through the air while scoring an overtime goal to win the Stanley Cup for the Boston Bruins.
Derek Sanderson, great pass, and flight really...
You were like,
it's legendary, but it was...
You were like 3 years old when this happened.
Oh, I know, but it's been shown over and over and over again. Swept the Blues that year anyway.
All right.
Four zip.
All right, what you got?
I don't know, you messed me up. Dennis Rodman
yes.
claims he's not a thief, telling TMZ Sports allegations he participated in a clothing heist at a yoga studio, which you guys brought up this week. He's just wrong. Or as Dennis puts it, we didn't steal crap.
Anything.
Spotted the NBA Hall of Famer leaving the Abbey in West Hollywood yesterday with the same group of friends who were with him at the Vibes Hot Yoga Studio in Newport Beach earlier in the week. As TMZ previously reported, the owner of the studio claims Dennis and his crew stole more than $500 in clothing off the racks before breaking and taking a $2,500 crystal art piece. The whole incident was captured on surveillance video obtained by TMZ. But Dennis claims it's all a giant misunderstanding, insisting the staffers at the shop told the group they could take a couple of gifts in exchange for helping to move the giant crystal art piece, which is why they grabbed the items. Robin never explains why his female companion tried to shield herself from view while stuffing shirts into her purse at the store, or why the staff needed help moving the crystal in the first place. Quote, Robin said, "I tried to help as the good person I am." When asked why the store owners filed a police report, Robin said his crew insisted the yoga place was just looking for exposure.
Oh, really?
That's what I say.
What do you say?
No good pub, no bad pub, just pub.
No such thing as bad publicity, just spell my name right. That's what they say. All right, Chris, yes. What you got? Stone Cold lock of the week, night, weekend, tonight. What do you got? Warriors,
tonight.
Rockets.
You said Rockets.
Last night gave you another winner, my third winner in a row.
Oh, you're red hot, man. Red hot.
Haven't lost since Monday.
Yes.
I'm now 25-19-1 year to date.
Percentage up there. Good
Not
job.
Not bad.
Yeah, I need that. Tonight, go back to the association. Everybody has said I'm crazy for going Houston -7 tonight. Everybody said it.
I'm saying it.
Us smart gamblers, we're going to lay the 7 because it's a contrarian play. That's what they said about me yesterday when I said lay the 2 with Philly. That's what they said about me the day before when I gave you a winner and I forgot what it
somebody.
Was.
All right.
Could have been a
Houston -7. You're going to win the game by double figures.
I admire your confidence. Earlier in the day, you said
great
15.
Conviction.
Are you still going that high?
I don't have to go that high.
I know you don't.
Sorry, I don't have to go that high.
You don't?
I'll go as high as 7.5. They will win by 7.5.
All right.
All right.
Very good.
Sneeze.
Can I get it down to 6.5, or do I got to take it at 7?
How confident are you in the 7.5?
I just don't want to push.
Well, you just said they went by double digits.
You can't push
easy.
With a 7.5.
Yeah, but that's just a late crazy three that goes in, and all of a sudden now I tied.
You can't push with
you
a
know
half.
What? You know what? Fine.
You know what's going to happen, Chris?
Take it at 7.
I wouldn't be surprised if it went down to 6.5 because the late money is going to come in on Golden State. You watch. You watch that line by tip-off goes to 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you it does because people will go by Golden State.
Are we carrying the game tonight? Or?
Yes, but we will pick it up probably midway through the first quarter
because
we got Everblades and Newfoundland.
Game
Growlers.
One.
Right?
Game one, Eastern Conference Finals. Kelly Cup playoffs.
All right, good luck to them. That will be great. Is that game at Hertz or is that on
yes,
the road?
Yes, it's Hertz.
Hertz.
Hertz, 7:30 face-off tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
We'll have both games.
Okay. Very good. We got Spain and Fitz first, or we think, or I don't know.
Tonight, yeah, I don't know. It's the Spain and Fitz.
It's their show.
Experience. I saw Sarah drinking a glass of wine on Twitter earlier today.
Why?
From, she was at the ESPN women thingy, celebrating women's, I don't know, roles in sports. But she was in Manhattan, I think. She had a glass of wine outside, sitting outside the restaurant she was. So I don't know if she's ready.
All right.
Might have been for
me. How are we doing, Chris? Seems
I'll be like doing my best Sarah Spain tonight, getting into a bottle of vino.
That's your, okay.
Nice.
Good. Hope that works good for you.
Bottle of decoy.
Decoy?
Yeah, nice heavy cab.
Did let open robust. It up, let it breathe. How long you
robust,
let it breathe?
Robust, very bold.
An hour?
No,
half,
no.
Minutes?
Yeah, maybe 10.
All right. Very good. Sounds wonderful. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm gonna go home and do what humans do and enjoy the weekend. God bless America, everybody.